USA Radio News.
Several Texas counties declared a border invasion on Tuesday in a move to pressure the state's governor to issue a similar declaration. The statement does not grant the counties any kind of additional legal authority and may not even be legal, but officials hoped it would bring attention to the border crisis. County officials from Kinney, Goliad, Terrell, and Uvalde counties criticized the Biden administration for what they call its open border policy. Gas prices are holding steady at $4.80 per gallon. The national average price for regular is unchanged from Monday, pausing a steady march downward after hitting an all-time high of $5.01 a gallon almost 3 weeks ago. AAA reports South Carolina has the lowest statewide average at $4.29 per gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
While states' primary elections continue across the nation, those in D.C. are turning toward the midterms.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up, and we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Democrat lawmakers are trying again to close Guantanamo Bay. House Democrats have included that in an annual defense spending bill, but the measure is unlikely to garner the Republican support it needs in the Senate to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A dangerous heat wave will roast millions of Americans across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reports 30 million people from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois south into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. NATO is welcoming two new countries.
The 30 NATO allies signed an agreement Tuesday to allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO. Now the membership bids of the two nations will go to the alliance's capitals for legislative approval. NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg on Tuesday.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security.
The move further increases Russia's strategic isolation in the wake of its invasion of Ukraine in February. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.